Life Through Sam's Eyes, written by Jim and Lisa Velavanis and read by Stig Weems, Lisa, Jim and Sam Velavanis.
It was the proudest moment of my life on Christmas Eve in 2001, when Lisa told me that we were going to be parents for the first time. We had always discussed having a family and how it would change our lives and bring us even closer together. Little did we know at the time, but in less than 12 months, our whole world would be turned upside down. Sam entered the world at 2:37 p.m. on the 30th of August 2002. It was a very difficult delivery, to say the least. A two-day-long labour had taken its toll on Lisa, who was extremely exhausted and numb from the waist down. Sam didn't want to pass through the birth canal very easily, and his heart rate had dropped, so medical intervention was required. This was by way of vacuum extraction and forceps, which was quite traumatic for a first-time father to witness. I was a pallbearer at a friend's funeral the day of the birth, so it had been an emotional roller coaster. I cut the umbilical cord. The grueling long hours endured were all worthwhile. It was great to hear Sam let out his first cry, and I sighed with relief knowing he was out safely. I can still remember the warm, fuzzy feeling which came over me when I thought about the miracle of life that we had just created, and all the happy memories we'd make together in the future. I wanted to enjoy every little special moment and promised myself that I would be a very hands-on dad, from feeding to bathing to changing nappies. Life couldn't get any better. But that was all about to change. At 6 weeks, we had noticed that Sam wasn't hitting the milestones like the other babies in the mother's group. Sam would not look at us directly in the eyes, and they would flicker around uncontrollably to the light and not focus on one particular thing. We were concerned as first-time parents and wanted answers. We first saw a chiropractor that told us Sam may possibly have a brainstem injury and would need further testing. This came as a total shock to us, and we didn't know who to turn to or what to do next. We went for our postnatal follow-up examination with our paediatrician, who tried to reassure us that a newborn sight could take up to 12 weeks to fully develop and we shouldn't be too worried. We had a gut feeling that something wasn't quite right, but we trusted the doctor and went away feeling we needed more information. Whilst nursing Sam one night, his pupils were fully dilated and I noticed a milky white mass in the back of his eyes when the light from the lamp shone in at certain angles. It didn't look normal or sit well with me. Our next visit with a maternal child healthcare nurse confirmed that there was some cause for concern, as he wasn't following the visual cues that a baby of his age should. She had been concerned about Sam for a while, but wasn't able to pinpoint exactly what was wrong. She also said that a mother knows best when it comes to their child, so she rang our paediatrician for a referral to a paediatric ophthalmologist. As he still didn't seem overly concerned and pretty much brushed us off, he gave her the details to contact the specialist herself. We were then booked in for the next available date. I can still remember the nervous tension we were feeling in anticipation of the news. We were called into the room and after further testing and assessment told in no uncertain terms that our son's retinas were detached and that he was more than likely going to be blind and could possibly have cancer. I was numb and speechless, feeling like our whole world as we knew it had come crashing down around us, and that someone had reached their hand into my chest and ripped my heart out. We left there feeling helpless and contemplating our future with a newborn who was blind and could possibly have cancer. This came completely from left field. Who could we turn to? What were we going to do?